We're picking up on the bottom of Daf Vav and Aleph in the Gemara up to the second to last line. Before we begin the Gemara, there was actually one Rashi that I forgot to read last time, so let's just read that quickly. The last line of the Gemara we read last time, the second to last line of the Gemara, says Amar Chista Halach Rav Yosi, that Rav Chista Paskin like Rav Yosi in terms of the dates of the days of rain. And we had already seen that there are two different versions of Rav Chista, whether he Paskin like Rav Yosi or like from Gamliel, which corresponds to Rabbi Yehuda. So one Rashi, the third to last line in Rashi on the page, Rashi just says, near the Rebbe, that it seems to my teacher, Rashi quotes his teacher, Dahachi Garcin, we should actually have a different gears in the Gemara, Am Rav Chista Halacha Ka Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Chista passes like Rabbi Yehuda, and not like Rabbi Yossi. The Amar Bechir B'Zayin B'Marcheshen, who says that the first of the Yor rain is on the seventh of Marcheshvan, Vaz Maschil Mishol Kil Kaman, that is when we begin to ask for rain. In this way, this psak would correspond to the previous psak of Chista of Pasen like Gamliel, and it would correspond to the Mishnah and Daf Yud. Okay, but our Gersa is not like that. Our Gersa is that Rav Chista is passing like Rebbe Yossi. Okay, back to the Gemara, starting the new Gemara. Second to last line, the Gemara says, earlier we've been talking about that there are three dates of the Yor rain. There's a first, a middle, and a last rain. And there was a machlokas, what were these dates? So the Gemara says, Bishlam or Viri Shonim, I understand why I need to know when the first rain is. Lishol, that's an afkamin of when we begin to ask for rain. When do we insert Vesein Talumatra into Shmona Esrei? Shlishis, I understand why you need to know when the last rain is. Lis Anus, to know when to fast. I mean, if it hasn't rained by the last date, then the tzaddikim can begin to fast. But Shnia, but the second rain, the middle rain, Lamai, what purpose, what halachic significance is there to the second rain? You only should need to know the first rain and the last rain. So Marzer of Zer says that it has an askamina in Lenadarim, it has an askamina for the halachos of vows. Why is that? Disnan, because we learned in a Mishnah, Hanoder Adagisham, if someone makes a neder until it rains, meaning he says, I make a vow that fruit are ushered to me, or I make a vow that water is forbidden to me, or I make a vow that I will not derive benefit from so-and-so until it rains, ad shiyua geshamim, the Gerson side, until there is rain. So the Mishnah says, ad shiterid revi yashniya, your vow is binding up until the second rain, so you must keep your vow. The item remains prohibited to you, not only until the first rain, but until the second rain. But the second rain, it now is permitted, and you don't have to keep it anymore until the third rain. Let's see Rashi on this. Rashi in the previous Amma says, Rishon Elishol, the first date is to ask, Mikan Be'elech V'Sein Talmater, from now on we say V'Sein Talmater, Shlishis L'Sanus, the third is to fast, Shein Lo Yardu G'Sham Azvan Revi'a Shlishis, if it didn't rain until the time of the third rain, Afil Pamachas, even one time, then Misanah Yechidim Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni, we'll learn later on in the Mishnah, Daf Yud, that individuals begin to fast on Monday, Thursday, Monday. Hanodar Agashamim, if you make a vow up until it rains, Damar, that he says, Konem is a lashon of making a vow, I make a vow, Im Ehenem Midavar Zeh, I will not derive benefit from this thing, Agashamim, until it rains. Until it rains, this thing is usher to me. So we say, how? Until when is it usher? Ad Shetirid Revi Yashni, until the second rain. B'nedarim Holchan Achar Lashav Nei Adam, because the halacha is that in vows, we do not follow the dictionary definition of the word, or the definition of the word as it appears in the Torah, but rather the way people speak Lashav Nei Adam. V'ein Korin Gesham L'Rishona, Ad Shetirid Shniya, and apparently people don't refer to the first rain as the geshamim, until it rains a second time. When a normal person says the rain, he means the second rain. Why? Because from then on, only from the second rain, are the streets messed up, umu'usos, and dirty, because of the rain. But the first rain is like not so much, so no one really cares about it. Or alternatively, why do you have to wait till the second rain? Ad ha-geshamim, because we say the rain, mashmatrei, which implies two, because geshamim is plural. And therefore you have to wait till the second rain. Continuing the Gemara is now going to give several other naskaminas in halacha for the second rain. Rav Zvid Amar, the naskaminas lezesim for olives. What for olives? The son we learned in a Mishnah. That that there are certain gifts that we leave for the poor in our fields. We leave leket, our sheaves of grain that were dropped when we were gathering it, shicha, or something that was forgotten after, and we only realized after we gathered everything inside. Uvepeya, in the corner of the field, all these three things we leave to the poor. So you have to leave it there forever. What if no poor ever comes? Meimasai kol adam mutarn. So when is everyone permitted to take it, even if you're not poor? Mishayelchu hanemushos. Once the feelers walk through. We'll see in Rashi what that means. Beperet uba olos, or similarly in the vineyard, the peret is similar to the leket, that if some grapes fell while you're harvesting, you're supposed to leave them for the poor. Uba olos, or not fully developed clusters, you're also supposed to leave for the poor. So until when, though, from when can even rich people take it? Mishiyelchu aniyim bekeren v'yavo. Once the poor people come in the vineyard and come a second time, sheyelechu v'yavo, if they come two times, once the poor have gone twice, now anyone can come and take it. Bezesim, in olive trees, again, you're meant to leave peya and lek and shechen similarly. So, again, when can anyone come and take it? Mishiteri d'viyashini. Once the second rain has come, we assume the poor have taken whatever they want, and then anyone can come. So the Gemara says, so again, these are all shiurin, that at that point we assume the poor have taken what they want, and now anyone can take. So you see that the shiur for olives is the second rain, and that's why the second rain is important for halachic reasons. Mayna Musho, so the Gemara is just going to explain this Mishnah. What does it mean, the feelers? Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan said it means sabi da'azli atigra, old people that walk with canes. So they kind of walk slowly, kind of leaning on things, feeling around. So once they've taken, then anyone can take. Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish says, likute basri likute. Once there have been gatherers after gatherers. We'll see in Rashi what that means. Fine, period. So let's see Rashi. Rashi, kol adam, any person, afilu ha'ashirim, even rich people can come take after this point. Peret, it says on the side of the star, this really should say peya here, the corner of the field, because the pasuk says, lo sefar acharecha, you shouldn't gather up everything after it, meaning what? Rashi says, lo titol tifarto mimenu, don't take its crown from it, meaning the very top of the olive tree you should leave. This is an example of peah, that you leave one little corner, one little area for the poor. Mishiyach on the mushas, once the feelers go through, besada in the field, because from then on, isyashu shar haniyam, all the other poor people have given up, the fishiyodim, because they know, im nishar, like it, shechu peah, numushos natum, if there's anything left over, these numushos, the feelers, the old people, definitely have taken it. Numushos, Rashi says, lashim and mashmish, comes from the word of to feel, to grope. Mishiyelchu haniyim bekerem v'yavau. Once, so the shear for the vineyard was once the poor people have come once and come a second time. Klomer shelaktu v'chazru ubau pamshinia. They gathered, and then they came back and came a second time. V'hashda maschida tayonim. Again, at that point, all the other poor people have given up. There's nothing left. So at that point, anyone can come and take. Mishiteri d'viyashnia, by olives, the shear is once it's the second rain. Dada hishaito laktu akol. Once it's hit that time, we assume, again, the poor have taken everything, so if there's anything randomly left, anyone can come and take it, because no more poor are going to come. What are the feelers? Rav Yochanan said, is da'azli a tigra, they walk on canes, holchem benachas, they walk slowly, u'ma'ayne tfein, therefore they look more carefully, and therefore they'll get whatever's left. Machzik b'pelach, in Shmuel it says, those who walk on a staff, mitargama a tigra, the unclister says, a tigra, on a staff, so that's how you see the word tigra means staff. Likuti basta likuti. Abai said that the shear, that Nemushas means likuti basta likuti. What does that mean? Ani molech beno acharav, a gather after gather. What does it mean? A poor person brings his son after him, that he gathers and his son walks after him to gather. Shemikan ve'elach poskin sharni milukh. So from then on again, all poor people have stopped gathering because they assume that they must have gotten everything. And again, once the poor people stop coming, even rich can take it. Period. Fine. Back in the Gemara. So that was the second nafkamina for the second rain. Now the Gemara is going to give a third nafkamina. Rav Papa, Amar Papa says the nafkamina is k'dei laloch b'shvilei harishus, that until that time you can walk in the paths that are permitted, in the permissible paths. Damarmar, because we learned, Master taught, mahalchen kol adam b'shvilei harishus, that anyone can walk, people can walk in the permissible paths, ad sheteir d'viyashni, again, up until the second rain. What is this referring to? Let's see Rashi. Hachi Garcinon. This is the correct version. Rav Papa Amar L'Shvili HaRishus. Rav Papa says the Nafkmin is for permissible paths. Klomar. Sheyesh Rishus Mi Beisdin, that there is permission from the Beisdin. Beisdin declared that is permissible. La'ovrei Drachim, for people traveling. L'katzer Shvil and Leilich Basadah, that you can shorten your travel by cutting through someone's field. But you're only allowed to cut through someone's field up until the second rain. But Rashi Achter Vishnia, once it's the second rain, Shemikanav Elech, from now on, Gadla Tfua, that the grain has begun to grow. The Kasha Ladisha Tzeregel, and therefore it's harmful, the trampling of feet. If someone walks through someone's field, it will now be damaging. Therefore, from then on, you can't walk through someone's field. Damar Mar, because we learned the Perek Meruba and Baba Kama, and the Perek Meruba, B'tanayim Shesna Yeshua, one of the stipulations that Yeshua made when they entered Eretz Yisrael is Mahalkam Mishvili Rishus, that again, you can go through someone's field during the summer because it doesn't hurt anyone, but once it's the second rain, you can no longer because now it's harmful. Continuing in the Gemara, another Naskamina for the second rain is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, he says, Lava'er Peru Shvius, at that point you must destroy the fruits of Shemitah. What does that mean? Disnan, because we learned in the Mishnah, Admasai Nenin V'sorfin B'tavnu V'kashel Shvius, until when can you derive benefit and burn the straw and stubble of Shemitah? We know in Shemitah you're not allowed to plant and harvest, but if things grow on their own, you can use it, but you can only use it up until a certain point. When is that? So when can you use the straw and stubble? Ad Sheterid Revi'ah Shniyah, only up until the second rain of the following year, meaning the eighth year. My time, why can you only use it up until the second rain? Because the Pasuk says, that the grain and everything on the field is supposed to be just left as it is. For the animals, the hemdachar, domesticated animals, and the wild animals which are in your land, it should be there for anyone to use. So we're doresh, we compare domesticated to wild animals. As long as it's out in the field and the wild animals are eating it, you can feed it for your domesticated animals. You can gather into your house and store some for your animals. Babayis, in your home. But kala l'chayim in asada, if it's finished for the wild animals in the field, meaning out in the fields, out in nature, this doesn't exist anymore, it's been used up. Kalei livhemdecha min abayis, you must destroy it or remove it from your animals in your house, meaning you can no longer be storing it in your house if it's not out in the fields. That's the general rule, that again, you can only gather in and store the fruits and the grains and whatever grew in Shemitah if it's still out in the fields. And therefore, once it's the second rain, there's no more straw in the field, so you can no longer have straw in your house. Now, what are you supposed to do? Just as a side point, the Machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam says that you must destroy it, whatever you have in your house, and the Ravid says that you just have to make it hafker and put it back out into the field. Okay. Let's see Rashi on this. Rashi says, B'tevin v'kashel shvius, the straw and stubble of Shemitah, Svichim shigadlu b'shvius, just random growth, wild growth that grew in Shemitah, d'yesh behem iser shvius, that there is a prohibition of Shemitah on these things, o tzvua shigadlu b'shvius, or a grain that grew in Shemitah, lachar shenichnasa, after the year had come in, so anything that grew at that time, so there's a prohibition. What's the prohibition? That if it's kala l'chaya min asada, if it's been finished for the wild animals out in the field, lashon zachar, Rashi says the word kala here just means a simple binyan pa'al kal past kamo asu kala. Pasuk says referring to Sodom, if they did the evil things kala, then there is destruction. Klomar kala ha'ochel, if the food was used up, was destroyed in the nature, so kale livhem techa. Rashi says here you read the word as kale, destroy, it's a command. Kamo kale bechema, destroy in wrath. Kale veinemo, destroy it, and there will be no more. Pasuk in Tehillim. So again, the rule is if it's no longer nature, you can't have it in your house. Umishiyar de revi ashinia, and once the second rain has fallen, mikanvela, from then on, ain't tevim kash besados. There's no more any strong stuff out in the field. Shagashem osin osam zevel, because the rain makes it into manure, makes it into mud. It's no longer a strong stubble. And therefore, since it's not in nature, you cannot have in your house. This is another nafkamina for the second rain, that you can only use the strong stubble, or you can only store the strong stubble from the Shemitah year up until the second rain of the eighth year. Continuing in the Gemara. So we're done with that discussion. First wide line. Amar Rebo, Rebo said, My Lashon Revia, why is the rain called Revia? What does that word mean? So we say it means Davar Sheroveya Esakarka, because the rain literally mates with the ground. Roveya is the word to mate two different animals. So the rain mates with the ground. Rabbi Yehuda, this is like Rabbi Yehuda said, Mitra Baila Da'ara, that rain is the husband of the ground. So to speak, there's a marriage between rain and the ground, which is the wife. Hu Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki Kasher Yerid HaGeshem HaShelag, as the rain and snow descend, Min HaShemayim, from heavens, V'Shem Alei Yashuv, will not return. Ki Im Herva HaSa'aretz, when it saturates the ground, V'Holida, and it will cause the ground to give birth, literally, it will cause the ground to make things grow, V'Hit Smicha, and it will cause it to sprout. So you see, the selection of Leda, of giving birth, you see that, so to speak, there's a mashal of husband and wife between the rain and the ground. Okay, continuing. V'amar Rabbi Abahu, or let's just see Rashi. Well, let's keep going the Gemara. V'amar Rabbi Abahu said, Revia Rishona, to be considered the first rain, it must be Kadesh Terid Bakarka Tefach. It must rain enough that it will saturate the ground and make the ground wet, a tefach, a hand breath, about 3 or 4 inches into the ground. Not just the top, very top of the ground, it has to go into the ground a little bit. Shania, to be considered the second rain, it must make the ground wet and moist enough, kedei laguf ba pichava, so they could use that earth to seal up a barrel. Dry earth you can't use, you can only use wet, moist earth to seal a barrel. Fine. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi says, V'holi da, ka'adam shemolid, like a person that causes to give birth, Geshamim b'revia rish, therefore, again, the rain and the earth are like a husband and wife. Geshamim b'revia rishon, the rain of the first revia. Im b'in kol kach, if it comes enough, shenime sakarka, that the ground is moistened and made wet. Yuff and well enough, hein, that enough to go in a tefach. So vein tzarch lis, yuff and hein, that's a good rain, vein tzarch lishanos, and therefore you don't have to fast. As long as it rains, that's the minimum amount of rain to be considered a good rain, so you don't have to fast anymore. Lagufa pichavis, the second rain should be enough to make the earth fitting or capable of being used to seal up a barrel. Shishoseis min hamayim, that it again absorbs from the water and becomes wet from the water and drinks up from the water. Ad shenasa tichuach kolkach, until it becomes again soft enough. Shiachalasos magufa tchavis, that you can use it to make a seal of a barrel. Below Tosefis Mayim, without needing to add any more water. Okay, back in the Gemara. So again, the Pasuk says in Kriya Shema that if we don't serve Hashem, if we don't keep the mitzvos, Vatzar Seshemayim, He will close up, seal up the heavens from us and not bring rain. So again, we're the fifth line, the wide lines. Amar V'chis said, Gesham Shiardu Kedei La'guf Behem Pichavis, if it rained enough, that it moistened the ground enough that you can now use it to seal up a barrel. Ein behem mishum va'atzar, you know that you're not being cursed and punished with va'atzar. That if it rained at least that much, you know Hashem is not punishing you, as He says in Kriyat Shema that He'll punish you va'atzar. Va'amar v'chester v'chester also said gesham shiardu kodem va'atzar. If it rains before va'atzar, meaning before the time you say va'atzar, meaning before the time you say Kriyat Shema, which includes the pasuk of va'atzar. If it rains before Kriyat Shema, then again, you know you're not being punished. Ein behem mishum vatsar, then it's not part of the punishment of vatsar. Amar Abai said, Lo amar ele kodem vatsar d'orsa, that's only if it rains before kriyashma of night, before the vatsar of night, meaning it rains during the day, then again, you know that you're getting good rain and you're not being punished. Aval kodem vatsar d'tzafra, but if it rains before the vatsar of the morning kriyashma, meaning it rains at the very end of the night or the very, very beginning of the morning, at sunrise, right before sunrise, so then yesh behem mishum vatsar, then you are being punished vatsar, because even though it rained, if it rains that time so early in the morning, that's never going to be good rain. Da'amar Yehuda bar Yitzchak, because Yehuda bar Yitzchak said, Hani anani d'tzafra, that the clouds in the morning, leis behum ashash, are nothing, meaning the clouds that come in the very early in the morning, the rain that falls very early in the morning, is always insignificant, is never good rain. Dichsev, as a Pasuk says, Ma'aseh l'chal Ephraim, Hashem says, what am I going to do with you, Ephraim? Yehuda, what am I going to do with you, Yehuda? V'chastachem ka'anan boker, that your kindness is just like the cloud of the morning. I mean, just like the cloud of the morning is nothing. Your kindness is really insignificant. So again, if it rains very early in the morning, that's not a good sign. Amar le'Rav Papa l'Abaye, Rav Papa said to Abaye, v'ha amri inshi, but don't people say, b'miftach bavi mitra, if it rains when the gates are opened, bar chamra, the donkey driver who goes to sell grain, moch sakech v'gani, fold up your sack that you use to sell grain and go to sleep, meaning there's no use for you because it's going to be such a good year, there's going to be so much rain, everyone will have grain, and you won't be able to make money selling grain. So you see that rain in the morning is good. It says that rain in the morning when the gates open is very good. It says, Lokash, it's not a problem, not a question. Ha de kater b'iva, this is when there are very thick, heavy clouds. So then even in the morning, it's good rain. Ha de kater ba'anani, but when it's only regular or very thin clouds in the morning, then it is not a good sign. Let's see Rashi. Ein behem mishum v'atzar, that we saw, Rav Chisda said, if it rains enough to make the covering of the barrel, if it rains before Kriya Shema, then you're not being punished with v'atzar. Ein zuklala, this is not a curse, shel v'atzar, esek Hashem of the pasuk that Hashem says, I will close up the heavens. Kodem v'atzar, if it rains before v'atzar, what does that mean? Kodem zman Kriya Shema, meaning before, if it rains before the time of Kriya Shema, dechsiv be v'atzar, es Hashemayim, which... And it's because it's written in Kriya Shema about Tzaras Hashemayim, Hashem will close up the heavens. Afi Shliya Rav Gisham, even if it's not so much rain, if it rains before Zvan Kriya Shema, then you know you're not being punished. Aval Yardu Kodem Vatzar, but if it rains before Vatzar Tzafra of the morning, Yesh Vahem Shem Vatzar, then it could be you're still being punished. Why Hovlo Yardu Biyom, since it didn't rain in the daytime, and it only rained right before, you know, the sun rose at the very end of the night, Ve'en yafin l'olam, and that rain at that time is not good for the world. Leis behu mashasha, the clouds in the morning are just nothing. Ve'en shnasan misbareches, and a year that only has rain and clouds at the time will not be blessed. The pasuk says v'chatzachem kanan boker, your kindness is like the clouds in the morning. She'en bo mamash, which are just nothingness. We quoted people say mitra b'miftach bavi, if it rains mitra b'miftach bavi, when the gates are opened. Im yordan baboker kishaposchnas hapsachim, if it rains in the morning when they're opening the doors, yikbal hachamer, the donkey driver should fold up his sack. Shemocher tzua, the donkey driver that sells grain, he should fold up esako, his sack. Likanis lishon, just go in and sleep. Mishnei shanam isbareches, because the year is going to be blessed. Via sovea ba'olam, there'll be so much. Everyone will be satisfied in the world. There'll be plenty in the world. Lo yistaker. And he will not be able to make a profit of mechiras tzuah, so selling grain, alma yafin hein, because it means so much. So you see that, so alma yafin, you see that rain in the morning is good. So again, we have a contradiction, that is rain in the morning good or bad? So we say no, the kutzer, but even when there are thick clouds, im niskashu shamayim ba'nanim avim, if the shamayim were covered up with thick clouds, v'lo klushim and not thin, im behem mishum v'atzar, then it's not a curse, rain in the morning is good. But the kutzer ba'nan, if it's with just regular clouds or thin clouds, shiklusha, which are weak, thin, may all thinner than thick clouds, ain bo mamash, so then those clouds are nothing, and it's not a good sign. Back in the Gemara. Amar Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Tav l'shasa de teves armalasa. The year is good when the month of Teves is a widow, meaning when there is no rain in Teves. That is a good thing. Ikadami, but some said, why is that? Delo bari tarbise, because that way the tarbise, the places of the marbitz Torah, of spreading Torah, lo bari will not be empty, meaning it'll be easy to travel and people will be able to go to yeshiva. If it's too much rain in Teves, then it's too hard to travel. Vika da amri, and some said, delo shakel shudafna, because if there's no rain in Teves, then there cannot be the shudafna, there won't be different plagues or diseases in the crops. Only when the crops are wet in Teves, sometimes it causes the crops to rot or develop certain diseases. Shudafon are these diseases. So if there's no rain in Teves, that's a good sign. It's a good thing. So those are the two possible reasons why it's good. So the Gemara says, "Ani, is this really so that it's good for there to be no rain in Teves?" V'hamar v'chis, Rav Chisra said, "Tav l'shas, it's good for the year the Teves menuvlasa, when Teves is dirty and disgusting, meaning when it's all muddy from much rain, meaning we want rain in Teves." So we say, "Lo kasha, is not a question. Had asam mitra meikar, this is when it rained earlier. Had asam mitra meikar, this is when it did not rain earlier. If it rained earlier, then we don't want any rain in Teves. But if it didn't rain yet, so then obviously we do want it to rain in Teves." Va'amar Rav Chisra said, "Gesham shiyardu al mixas medina v'al mixas medina lo yardu. If it rained in one part of the country, but it did not rain in another part of the country, ain b'hem mishum v'atzar. That's not considered the curse of v'atzar, of closing the heavens, because wherever it rains, they'll grow and they'll be able to provide for the rest of the country." The Gemara says, "Ain, is this really so that if it just rains in one area, it's good?" V'aksiv, but the pasuk says, Hashem says, "I withheld from you the rain for 3 months before the harvest. But I made it rain on one city. But I will not make it rain on another city. Only in one area will it rain." Rav Yehuda Rav said, "Both are cursed. The area that did not get a rain is a curse, and the area that got a rain is a curse." So you see that what? That if it rains in only in one area, it's a curse, it's a bad thing, it's not a good thing. Lokasha, again, this is not a problem. Hada asa tuva, hada asa kidmi boile. This is when it rained too much, and this is when it rained the proper amount. If it rains the proper amount, even in only one area, then that's still okay. But if it rains nothing in one area, in another area it's a flood, it's too much rain, so then that's when Rav Yehuda Rav said that both are a curse. Amar Rav Ashi said, "Deka Nami." This is also implied and exact in the lashon of the pasuk. Dichsiv timater. That in one area it was timater, it will be rain. Tehei makomater. It'll be a place of rain. I mean, it'll be too much rain. It'll be just be rain all the time. Shema mina. From here you can learn that this is the correct way of reading the pasuk. The pasuk is only klala because in the area that it rained too much. But if it would rain the proper amount, then it would be okay. Let's see, Rashi, and finish up. Rashi, third line, wide line of Rashi, Tav l'shas, it's good for the year. Ashret, it's praiseworthy. Klamar tova, yesh l'shana, it's good for the year. De teves armalasa, the teves is a widow. Shein gesham yordimba, larvias arts, that no rain falls, again, to mate, so to speak, with the ground. Ikadamri de lobari tarbisi, some say so, the yeshivas won't be empty. Os and makomos, those areas, shemar beats in behem Torah, they spread, teach Torah. Einam boros, they won't be empty. Mifnei shadrachim yafim, because the streets, the roads will still be good. Hein v'holchan atalmidim imakla malkam, people will be able to travel from place to place. The students will know Torah, to learn Torah. So that's why it's good. Lishna achrina, or another way of understanding this Gemara, lo bari tarbitze. What does it mean? Lo bari tarbitze. Tarbitze are ganos, gardens. She'in gedeim al rov mayim, that only grow when there's not too much rain. Kegon kashinim, like certain types of seeds. So again, it's good for teves not to have rain, because then the tarbitze, these gardens, will not be empty, meaning you'll be able to grow these seeds, and they won't be washed away by too much rain or something. Lo shakal shudafna, there won't be any sort of plague or disease in the grain. That's another reason why it's good if there's no rain in teves. Ein ashidafu nechaz mistabek betfua, because if there's no rain, this plague or these diseases in the grain won't be able to cling to the grain. Menuvlasa, it's good if teves is dirty, disgusting. Shadrachim menuvalim betit mifnei gasham, that the roads are dirtied with the mud of rain. So again, we have a contradiction. Is it good or bad to have rain in Teves? So we say, Hadas mitra meikar, when it rained earlier, shiardu hagasham v'zmanam, that it rained in the proper time, b'mar cheshvan, v'yardu af b'teves, so then if it rains also in Teves, rain, hey, that's bad. Shikvar dai lo'olam b'gasham shalgamar cheshvan, we already had enough of mar cheshvan, so why have it rain in Teves? It's just going to make things dirty and gross and disgusting. But lo asa mitra meikar, if it did not rain earlier, if it did not rain mar cheshvan, so then tav l'shasa de teves menuvlasa. So then it's good for teves to get dirty. It's good for the rain to at least fall in teves if it didn't fall earlier. Lashon acher Rashi quotes another interpretation of the Gemara. Had asa mitra meikar tava de menuvlasa. The opposite. I think the first pshat was a simple pshat, but Rashi quotes another pshat that no, if it rained earlier, so then it's good if teves is disgusting. I'm not exactly sure why that would be. Perhaps it would be that if it rained earlier, so then let it rain more, because it'll be even a better year. But if it didn't rain, in Mar Cheshvan, it's not good for it to rain in Teves, because if it's not going to rain in Mar Cheshvan, it's not going to be a good year anyways, so having it rain in Teves won't really help, so there's no point. Perhaps, I'm not really sure, but whatever the explanation is, Rashi says that no, perhaps when it rains earlier, that's when we want it to rain in Teves as well. Again, we said in the Gemara, if it rains even in just one area of the country, ain behem mishum vatsar, then it's not the curse of vatsar. Why? Da'osan shel ksas medina shiyardu lahem gesham, in the little area of this country where it did rain, mochren lacherem, they'll be able to grow and sell grain to everyone else. I, varm rehudam arav, shteng leklau, didn't rehudam arav say when it rains in one area, both areas are getting cursed. Osan shiyardu, osan shilo yardu, the area where it rained and the area that it did not rain, both areas are being cursed. Mipnei shirov gesham kilkulos to us, and because since there's so much rain, because it only fell in one area, it ruined their crops. So how can we say that if it rains in one area, it's not a curse? So you know, had ika mitra tuva, when there's too much rain, yosemidai, there's too much rain in that one area, shneim lekla, then both our areas are cursed, the area that's in a drought and the area that's in a flood. But if it rained can be boiled, if it rained the proper amount, ein behem mishum vatsar, there's no curse of vatsar, shiksas medina, because the part of the country that got rain, tisafik liksas medina, they will be able to provide and have enough for the other area of the country. And therefore, if it rains even in just one area, if it's the proper amount of rain, then that's not a curse. But the curse, the pasuk was talking about when it rained too much. And how do I know that? Because the pasuk says ti mater, it should be rain. Tehei malkom mater, redarshan that it should be a place of rain. Klomar yoser midai, meaning it will be too much. And since it was too much, that is why it was a curse.